But you became involved in government and all, and I don't know, 1980, 81. I did. Yes. I did talk to the former mayor, Susan Savage, about you. And she said she hired you at the Citizens Crime Commission. So I'm following up. Is she telling the truth?
Yes, she is. And it was actually very funny. I had never driven to downtown Tulsa. And Bob Herring, the former editor of the World, Tulsa World, and Joe Herring, they were my good friends. And Bob had helped me. He helped me get a paper out. I also had that as a job at one time, too. I would throw a paper before I would go to work at the Crime Commission. And that's all the world. And so Bob said, I know this woman and she's looking for someone as a to help her. And I had taught myself to type because going to college in 1960s, women who went to college thought they would never need to type. So taught myself to type on a little portable and I took shorthand lessons. And so Bob said, I have this woman, she needs help. So at that time, we had no cell phones, of course, and so I, on a Sunday, drove to downtown Tulsa to the MBT building, I think it's the MBT building, and figured out where I would park, and I had read John Malloy's Dress for Success, so I had bought a gray suit and had won, and I had an interview with Susan Savage, and when I came out, I remember I had a flat tire, and I drove this huge station wagon, and I was in downtown Tulsa, and I thought, oh, if I ever get out of here, I'll never come back. But I sent my thank you note to her, and about 3 or 4 weeks later, she called me and offered me the job. And it was really very funny because she offered me $1,000 a month, and I said, no, I'm not worth it. I can't accept that. You know, I've never really worked outside of the home to speak of, part-time little things. And, you know, I could run a PTA bake sale pretty well and a cakewalk, but... And so I said, I would not accept that salary. And she said, well, you know, okay. And she hired me and I asked her a job description. And she said, well, no, you just learn to do everything I do. Watch me. And I thought, well, okay. I had no experience in the workforce. And within 2 weeks, she had me going on Carolyn Jenkins' show on Channel 6 at 6 in the morning to do an interview. And I'd never done television to you know, and she said, except for dancing or something like that. And she said, I said, well, what will I say? And she said, have a message for the people that are listening to you. And whatever she asks you, say what you want people at home to hear. It was great advice, John. I had a great teacher. Mm-hmm. Mayor Savage was a wonderful teacher and a wonderful manager. And I learned a great deal from her because she gave me opportunities that I otherwise would never have had. Shortly after she hired me, she went on maternity leave, and she said, "You need to do what I've done." And you know, we're in a 2-person office. We face each other. I think actually, at the time, Williams Company was donating our office, and we got another office, so we didn't have to face each other. And she had a room, and I had a room. And she left to go have her second child, and. I had a lot of great mentors on that board. I had, I had Steve Turnbow was on the board at the time too. And Phyllis Edmonds from Sooner Federal and Ed Jacoby and just numerous people on that board who just helped me along and were good role models, just very good role models. At that time, we used the Chamber of Commerce. I would walk up and down Boston every day because we didn't have a copy machine. We didn't have a postage meter or anything. So I did most of my work in the basement of the Chamber of Commerce, if you can believe that.
I'm hung up on this $1,000. If you wouldn't accept $1,000, then how much would you accept?
I think the first paycheck might have been $600 or $800. She bumped me up pretty fast and she went on leave. And I gained confidence. And I asked her years later why she hired me. And she said, well, a lot of people ask her that question. I had no experience in the workforce whatsoever. It was good we were in our office by ourselves because I think I only had like 2 or 3 outfits that I wore over and over. And then if we had a board meeting, I would wear my little gray Dress for Success suit. And she told me if someone could have 4 kids, get them up, get them dressed, get them to school, be a scout leader, run and do all these volunteer activities that I did, that was the person that she wanted. Hmm. And I don't know if that's the truth or not, but I believed it. And so it gave me confidence that I could really do anything she asked me to do or anything that needed to be done. And in those days, John, we didn't have correcting typewriters. We didn't have copy machines. Our computers, when we got them, looked like a hasty bake. I mean, they were huge. And so it was one of those things where you did everything from that needed to be done. You cleaned the toilets, you put out the press releases, and you did interviews on television.
Kind of briefly, tell us, what was the Citizens Crime Commission?
Well, the Citizens Crime Commission was actually an outgrowth from the Chamber of Commerce. Martin Fate had helped to develop it through a task force, and Susan was hired as their director. It brought to Tulsa the Crime Stopper program, and Alert Neighbors was developed through Susan. And what we did was we would help people try to learn to be safe in their home. So we worked arm in arm with the police department, every police chief, and officers on the street, teaching people just what they could do to target harden their own homes. And you have to remember, this was before cell phones. We used to lug around a big VCR with a cassette tape in it that Tulsa Cable, or whatever it was called back then, would play at their facility out there on Sheridan. And we would go into people's homes with our VCR, and or sometimes they would put it on the cable channel if the host of the meeting had the channel. At those times, people still invited neighbors into their living rooms. It was very block party-ish. It was, you know, invite your neighbors over, get to know their names, exchange phone numbers, you know who their kids are, what time they get home from school. And those are the types of things that really help to target harden people, you know, from daytime burglaries and other things that would keep them safe. So we did that. We would do up to 200 meetings in some years. And we had a volunteer force that went out. A lot of Rotary members, Kiwanis and Lions, people helped us do that. And I actually learned public speaking through doing that. I did many, many meetings. And it's such a blessing to me because it enabled me to go all over Tulsa. I could go to North Tulsa, South Tulsa, West Tulsa, and even neighboring counties and put on these meetings. And it helped me to see, which later really helped me when I went on to serve the city and in office, how people live.